as river and sunshine is considered to be first class.
You don't feel the cold in the night time here?
I'm going on.
He asks you if you feel the cold in the night time.
A little, not very much.
Is this your first visit to Perth?
Yes.
It is.
My sister is learning at one institute of technology, just like the university. She is doing some course in social work. She works at one hospital. Also where else? One psychiatric nursing hospital. She is learning how to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others.
And what for your benefit?
Pardon?
What you are doing for your benefit?
For my benefit, it develops me because it helps me to learn to give to others rather than,
That's all right. Myself. Everyone is doing for others. But what he is doing for himself?
Well, I feel that it has developed me as a person, I can look more into myself by helping others.
So, what is the way of helping?
Well, sort of in the society, it's full of problems and people are just sort of lost. And I can't solve their problems, but I can help them to cope with them more adequately. That's what I hope to be able to do when I'm qualified.
But do you know what is the problem?
The problems? No, that's why they come to you, really, They're expecting an answer, you can't really give them one, but,
The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So, we are dealing with that problem. Now, does anybody like to die?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but the death is there.
Yeah, death is there. It's inevitable.
Huh?
It's inevitable, isn't it?
Inevitable, but you can avoid it. That you have been. That is the Krishna consciousness movement, that you can avoid this problem, birth, death, old age and disease. That is our problem.
But you'll always have disease and you'll always have old age.
Yes, but it's like you are diseased, so all the problems are there, but when you become cured of the disease, then there is no problem. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness movement means training people how to go back to home, back to God. And as soon as he is educated to go back to home, back to God, then all problems solved. Find out this verse. Janma karma cha me dibbam jujana sikaprasa sapta diham punat janma naiti mameti kanti.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam jogati tattvata chaktva deyam puna janma naiti mamiti sojana. Translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
This is the solution of the real problem. That if you understand Krishna, then after giving up this body, you don't accept another material body. And in the material existence, the problems are not solved because you have to, after death, you have to accept another material body. And as soon as you accept a material body, the sufferings are there. At least these four sufferings. birth, death, old age and disease. So it continues. If you take the body of a human being, the birth, death, old age, disease are there. If you take the body of a heavenly demigod, the birth, death, old age and disease are there. Or if you take the body of a dog, the birth, death, old age, disease are there. So any kind of birth, material birth, you have to accept these four problems. And there are many other problems. But if you stop accepting a material body, then these things are finished. So we are training people. Simply, janma karma cha me dibba. What is the part?
The Lord's descent from His transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning again to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body, and does not run the risk of returning again to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Eko devo nicha lilanurakto bhakta vyapi hridyantaratma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvamasi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion: Tameva viritvat trimityumeti nanyapanta vidyate anannaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no alternative, because anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance. Consequently, he will not attain salvation, simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection.
So if you distribute this knowledge, that will be real social work. And if you give some help, temporary, but he remains subjected to the rules of birth, death and old age, that is temporary.
If you're devoted enough, can you gain release from birth, death, and old age within one life?
That is explained, yeah.
Yeah, within one material life, if necessary, you don't have to return?
No.
It's only if you haven't got rid of these impurities that you have to return, take on another body?
Yes, if you do not try to understand Krishna, then you have to. Here it is said, one who understands me, definitely, he does not come. So, try to understand Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness moment, and you become free from birth and death and all.
And what about before they join Krishna consciousness? What about before they join Krishna consciousness?
You are subjected to birth and death and all that. That's all.
And after they join it?
And if you take to Krishna consciousness, you understand Krishna, then you become free.
But your body still suffers death away.
Yes, as soon as you get a material body, you have to suffer. Either this body, Australian body or American body, or dog's body or cat's body, a tree's body, any body, material one, you'll have to suffer. First of all, this transfer of body, that is also suffering. The material world, it is only suffering. But because people are in ignorance, they take suffering as enjoyment.
Why is there so much human suffering?
Because he has accepted this material body.
And this is why? So much human suffering.
Yeah. On account of accepting a material body. Therefore, every one of us should try how to avoid this process of accepting a material body. That should be our only endeavor. Not to make a temporary solution. That is not a very good solution.
But the world will never always all become Krishna conscious, will they? There'll always be different scriptures.
Quite different.
Different scriptures.
He said everyone won't all become Krishna conscious in the world.
So if you are serious to become Krishna conscious, then you hear Krishna, what does he say, and you do that.
What about for a child, a newly born baby, are they born into a material body because of their parents', you know, bad doings?
No. He has taken that particular body in terms of his past activities. One is born as a human child, one is born as a dog, cat, one is born as something else. According to the body is offered by material nature, according to his work. That was we are discussing. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani. Material nature, by the order, God is within you. God is sitting there. He knows what you want. So God orders material nature, give him such and such body. He wants to enjoy like that. So material nature, just he gives us this body, he is material, under the control of the material nature. The material nature sends him to such a father, and the father gives the seminar in the mother's home, and mother gives him the body.
I believe that there's God in everybody, but why are some people so evil? Why are some people so evil?
Because he does not care for the words of God.
But as I say, God is within all of us.
Yeah, God is there. God says that you don't do like that. Sarva dharmaan paritajyamaha, you just surrender to him. But he will not do that.
And yet people can be so evil.
Therefore God gives him chance, all right, to enjoy as you like. And make your life risky. What can I do?
The people know when they're doing evil, don't
they? It's like you have got children. You say, according to your knowledge, every children, my children, you do. But it is not necessary that they will abide by your own.
Mm.
Similarly, God gives the instruction that you give up all this, you simply surrender to me, I shall take charge. But he does not do that. He wants to live independently. And therefore he surrenders.
But there's so much evil. There's so much evil in the world.
Evil?
Evil.
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 Yeah, this is evil. You don't try to carry out the orders of God. This is evil.
But what I'm trying to say is there's more evil in the world than goodness.
Yeah, unless there is evil, why you are in this material world? You have accepted evil. Therefore you are in this material world. And if you accept God, the good, then you are in the spiritual world. You don't accept God, you want evil, therefore you are in the material world. Just like in the jail, prison house, who are they? They are all criminals. Similarly, every one of us who are within this material world, they are all criminals because they have disobeyed the order of God. In different status only, but they are all criminals. Because every one of them is subjected to the rules of nature, birth, death, old age and disease. So, your child is very intelligent. He has taken to this. Now you can do it. Both mother and daughter.
And his wife.
Huh?
And his wife.
My wife.
His wife.
What is your wife?
Melbourne. Subbalakshmi Devi.
Oh, I see. I see. That's nice.
Big BBT distributor.
So, both the husband, wife and child is happy. Now the mother and sister should be happy.
I'm happy if my children are happy.
Yes, but if you take to Krishna consciousness, you'll be more happy. You'll have to take. Because a son inherits the quality of mother. So you have got the quality. You are not exhibiting none. So, by the influence of your son, you'll take to it.
Has everyone the potential to accept Krishna?
Oh yes, everyone.
But what about people that are never, that are always kept in ignorance?
He does not take. He does not take willingly.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that just don't even know it exists.
He has the potentiality. If you agree, Krishna said, "Sarva dharmān paritajyamāhe gaṇaṁ." If you agree to Krishna's proposal, then there is potentiality is manifested.
Mm-hmm. But what about people that are never exposed to Krishna consciousness?
Then he'll suffer.
Mm.
He'll constantly change his body, one after another. Sometimes good body, sometimes bad body, and he'll suffer. So as soon as you accept a material body, he'll suffer. It may be good body or bad body, it doesn't matter. Suffering is there. When a dog is taking bath, he has to take the suffering within the womb of his mother, and a human body is coming up, and he has also taken it. It is not joke to remain 10 months within the packed up at doormat of the mother. She is very pleasant, do you think? If you are kept in that way now, you die within 3 seconds.
Mm.
In that condition, you have to live 10 months. So how much suffering it was?
Not suffering only, for whom?
Huh?
Suffering for whom?
Suffering for the man who is taking birth. Sometimes now they are killing. The mother is killing. The time is coming so bad that mother is killing child.
What about like euthanasia, say, isn't that non-acceptance of a material body if by some, for some reason the child isn't allowed to, you know, be
yeah,
born?
Yeah, that is said, yeah. That if you understand Krishna, then after giving her this body, this is material body, you have to give her. So you are not coming again in the womb of another material mother.
Mm.
You are transferred to the spiritual world. By nature's law. They do not know the subtle laws which is going on underneath. They are simply concerned superficially. Because they have no knowledge of the spirit soul. They think the body is everything, so therefore knowledge is imperfect. Body is only the covering. The real person is the spirit soul. The modern education has no knowledge of this.
But most people are materialistically minded, aren't they? There's very few that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are materialistically minded. Not many people are spiritually inclined.
Yeah, that is a defect of the modern
thing. Yes.
And therefore they are suffering.
How can you get back to Godhead?
That is stated here.
Yeah,
you try to understand Krishna and go back to home. Back to home.
Yeah, how can you follow it if you've never been exposed to
the book is
Krishna?
There.
Yeah, but people who've never seen the book, never met Krishna consciousness.
The book is available. Why don't you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. But there's a lot of people all over the world.
That's what we are going door to door. Can we see? Take this book.
You're not doing your job, boys.
The our business is to sell this book,
mm-hmm.
so that people may take advantage of it.
And that's the
that
only
is
way.
Our movement.
Mm-hmm.
We have got 50 books like that, 400 pages each. This is 1,000 pages.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving enough knowledge
for people to become interested in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But nobody off the street would go into the temple, would they?
Anyway, if he comes in contact with that, he's getting us. We are giving opportunity, can we say, come in contact with us. Just now, before you, one big man came. So, I talked about first class men, and he admitted. So he said at the last moment, now let me go and engage myself in both class activities. So everyone is engaged in both class activities. And we are trying to make first class.
Mm.
That is it. Krishna consciousness.
You've got a hard job ahead of you then.
Yes. Very hard. But they, everyone can become first class if he likes.
If they want to,
I
will.
This is similar to many views of psychologists who believe in self-actualization.
You believe is divine thing and act is.
Philosophize or say hypothesize that you can reach the self-actualization.
Believe is no good. I believe. You may believe something wrong. That is not. You must know the fact. That is not.
But a person knows if they're doing wrong, always.
If you are educated in a wrong way, then you do wrong.
But I mean, a person knows when they're doing wrong. They know when they're doing evil. Mm-hmm.
No, they cannot understand that sometimes doing wrong thing is the right thing. So many wrong things there have been. One has to suffer. Nature is not excuse. Mm.
I think I finished your program.
Give them prasad.
Yes.
So try to bring your mother and sister to Krishna consciousness. That is your duty. And Krishna will help because they are in relationship with you. Krishna will help them. Your family, Krishna will think of your family. It's like a soldier fighting. The government takes care of his family. That is special prerogative. If he dies in the fighting, the government gives pension to the family member. So you are fortunate in that way. Because your son is fighting with Maya. So you take advantage of it. You read the books, you try to become Krishna conscious, and your own son is there, you can take the instruction from him. So take advantage. Don't lose this opportunity.
What do you think about Hebrew religion? What do you think about Hebrew religion?
Well, there cannot be Hebrew religion, Christian religion, Hindu. Religion is one. Religion means God's rules. Mm. God is one.
That's what's wrong.
So, Hebrew or this or that, you can manufacture so many ways. But God's ruling is one, that you surrender to. That's all.
So we all believe in the one God.
Yes. God is one. God cannot be two. Then he is not God. There cannot be two gods. God is one. Otherwise, what is the meaning of God?
That's right.
Now, find out this. Matta parataram nanya kimchi yosti dhanam.
Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mayi savamidam putam sutte manidana iva. Translation. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me.
Yes.
Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
God is the supreme truth. So supreme truth cannot be Hebrew truth, Christian truth, Hindu truth. Truth is truth. It's like gold, because gold is found in America. Nobody says it's American gold. It is gold. So similarly, God is one. He is for Hebrew, he is for Hindu, he is for Muslim, he is for everyone. Simply we have to know what is God. So if you try to understand through Hebrew religion, that's all right. But if you come to know what is God, That's all right.
Yes.
Otherwise he was less. If you cannot understand what is God, then Hebrew, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, these different names, they're useless. And if you understand God, then whatever method it is all good.
Yes.
First of all, whether the Hebrews, they do understand what is God, that is the point. You are asking about the Hebrews, so do you think that through the Hebrew method one can understand God?
I think one can understand God regardless of what religion you are.
Yeah, understand, but suppose, are you Hebrew?
Yes.
You know? So what is the nature of God? Can you explain?
Well, I can't explain.
Then what do you know about God? You do not know what is God.
I believe in God.
Believing, that is one thing. Believing Father, everyone has got Father. But if you do not know who is your Father, what does he do, then that is not perfect knowledge. It is a fact, without Father nobody is born. So even your child has not seen who is her father. But it is a fact that there is a father. But she or he must know who is he, what is his nature, what does he do. And that is perfect. Simply to know I have got a father is not perfect. I must know who is that father. What does he do? Where does he live? But that is what. Otherwise it is assumed that every man has got a father. Without father, how you can come into existence? That's a fact. But if he does not know who is actually his father, that is imperfect knowledge. What do you think, the nature of God?
I think it's just something all-knowing,
Old?
All-knowing. All-knowledgeable.
All-knowledgeable.
Yeah, my conception of...
Then all-knowledgeable means you must know. All-knowledgeable. You just explained what is the nature of God.
But she said, God knows everything. That is her concern. Oh,
God knows everything. But everything means that if you accept this formula, then he knows past, present and future.
No, that's right. No past, present or future. No, I don't think that.
No.
Just eternal.
God knows everything means he knows past, present and future. That is all means. So, if he knows past, present and future, then he should accept his instruction. That should be the next. So what is his instruction?
Instruction.
His instruction is, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhya jimaan namaskru.
Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Translation. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Now, manmana, you have to think of God. But if you do not know who is God, then how do you think of him? If I say that you always think of me, now you are seeing me, you can think of me. But if you have no knowledge about me, who is, then how you can think of me?
It's only by what you're told about God, and you have to develop your own yes, conception, so they, until you actually meet him.
Now we are saying that here is God, Krishna. Mm. They're accepting and they're thinking of God and they're making progress.
But have they met God?
Yes. Krishna is God.
They can believe in him, but yes, have they met him?
The belief that is being affected. It is not blind belief. They are seeing the picture of Krishna and they are thinking of Krishna and they are making progress.
But that would be the same if I could see a picture of you, I could think of...
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Myself and my picture, is there any difference?
Yes.
If you see my picture, you see me. This is material picture. But yeah, God is omnipotent. Yeah. God's picture is also God. That is God's potential. Otherwise, we are also being deity. People might think this is the form of Krishna. The form of Krishna, the name of Krishna, the quality of Krishna, they are all Krishna. Mm. That is absolute. There is not, in the material world, there is difference. Otherwise, why they are engaged in chanting Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Have they become mad? Because Krishna, person, and Krishna's name, the same thing. That is absolute. So here it is said, Manmana Bhavamandra. So if you chant Krishna's name, that means you are directly associating with Krishna. Therefore you are becoming purified. Just like if you associate with fire, you remain always warm. Is it not? If you remain near the fireplace, you remain always warm. Similarly, if you chant Krishna, Krishna's name and Krishna not different, that you remain always spiritual. Simple thing. You chant Krishna. Easy thing, and you remain with Krishna. Where is the difficult? Because Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's form, if this picture is here, then Krishna is here. You have to realize that. Krishna is so kind, because you cannot see Krishna now with your material eyes. So Krishna has appeared before you so that you can see him with your material eyes. This is Krishna's mercy. But he is Krishna. And Krishna is everything. God is everything. So why the picture of God is not God? We say God is omnipotent, omnipresent. So why Krishna is not present in the picture? Then what is the meaning of omnipresent? If he is omnipresent, he is present also in this picture. Where is the objection? And that's a fact. He is omnipresent. He is present everywhere. Now, to become convenient for you, he has appeared like this.
But you don't need to see the picture to... You don't need to have the... With his omnipotence, you don't need to have the picture.
No, because you, without seeing him, you do not develop Krishna consciousness. You require to see him. So he has appeared before you so that you can see him. That is his mercy. So that you see him and you think of him. Manmana, bhavamandra. You see him and think of him. That is the meaning of picture. You cannot say, I have not seen God. Here is God. You see God's picture here in the temple, in the Shastra, description is there. Just like in the Brahma Sangita, it is said, Venum kandantam aravindadalayata aksham Krishna is playing on his flute. That is the information in the Veda. Here he is playing on flute. Veenum kannantam aravindadvaya. His eyes are like lotus petal. You see? The description in the Vedas and the picture the same. It is not imagination, it is in the Veda. Veda will give you information. Then Surabhi, the Vipalayantam, there are cows. Krishna is born, very much fond of cows. So what is stated in the Vedas about Krishna, that is depicted. It is not imagination. Not that we have imagined something like this is like. No, it is corroborated, established, like Vedic knowledge. So you'll find Krishna's form like this everywhere. In India, there are millions of temples. Everywhere you'll find this.
How old is Krishna?
He's never old. That is material question.
He doesn't know.
He's the oldest person. He's the origin of everything.
It is. Just
a yeah, therefore he's the oldest. That is stated in the Brahma. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam, Ananta Rupam, Adhyam, the origin, Namajogun, but he is always young man. He is the oldest person, he is the original person, from whom we are all born, but he is always young. Namajogun, Nava Nava means newly youthful life.
Just
the same about your conception of God, you would never ask beforehand how it is God, because now the religion is God's. It is not that, because Krishna is the oldest person, therefore he has become very old. That is material perception.
I think that we'll leave now, should have over.
Please.
Mm-hmm.